None but the hungry heart. 2:23. Mount Sinai, Mount Zion. For you have not come to a material object all ablaze with fire, and to gloom and darkness and storm and trumpet blast and the sound of words. Hebrews 12, verse 18. Most of us know that we are not under the law, as summarized in the Ten Commandments, yet we continue to labor under the principle of law. We seek to attain instead of to obtain. Not until we are driven to the end of Romans 7 will we know the freedom of Romans 8. So long as one thinks that his blessings depend in any way or in any degree upon himself, he is under the shadow of Sinai, and naturally we all gravitate in that direction. Many truly converted persons are more occupied with themselves and in trying to improve their own condition than in seeking to learn the grace of God. The result is that when there is a shallow work in the soul, they get lifted up with pride and conceit, and perhaps deceive themselves so far as to think there is no sin in them. On the other hand, if souls are upright and sincere, they get into terrible distress and experience what it is to have to do with Sinai blackness, darkness, and tempest, so that a holy man like Moses could only exceedingly fear and quake. Thank God, we are not come to that mountain, but to another, even to Mount Zion. On the contrary, you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the ever-living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to countless hosts of angels, to the great festal gathering and church of the firstborn, whose names are recorded in heaven. Hebrews 12:22-23.